Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Tuesday morning. We will look at the AFC, the NFC, the playoff picture, who's making it, who's not, coming up here in just a few minutes here on the program. Later this week, we will give our official Titans predictions. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Ian Safar. Our official Titans predictions for this season coming up later this week.
Yeah, we have to remember today, these predictions today, there's usually some funny stuff to look back
there
on.
There is.
With the playoffs.
Last year, I picked the Buffalo Bills to miss the playoffs.
That's right.
They did not miss the playoffs last year.
Didn't you pick the Bengals to win it all, too?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
There we go. Really good stuff for me last year. Really just nice. Nice stuff.
I only remember your bad picks. Yeah, I don't know why. Good. It's weird how they stick in my mind.
It is weird how that happens. The Tennessee Titans finally, mercifully, have made it to game week. Week one coming up on Sunday in Denver at Mile High Stadium. You know, Brian Callahan addressed the media, a lot of the same stuff yesterday about Cam Ward and his preparedness and what this week is going to be like to get them ready. I did see an interesting comment from Sean Payton, who I think is taking a look at the Titans, obviously, and identifying a pretty clear upgrade that they've made. He said, quote, and Paul Kuharski put this out there, quote, "The number one thing that stood out about the Titans, I've worked with Bill Callahan before. He is a fantastic line coach, and I'm sure they felt they had to get better in that area, and they committed a lot of resources there." And that came up a lot in Brian Callahan's press conference yesterday, too, about the offensive line and how well they played in the preseason. As he was quick to point out, and I would agree, there is a limited amount of connection you can make from preseason play to the regular season. So we're going to find out a lot on Sunday about how much better this offensive line has been. We've talked about for months at this point the stiff tests that the Denver defense is going to provide them. But it is interesting, like, you look at that offensive line, Sean Payton talked about the resources that they have. The starting offensive line, you're not going to get a much better test than they're going to get on Sunday. And if they can hold their own in that matchup, like, they're not going to be perfect in that matchup, but if you can hold your own against that Denver front, like, to me, as much as anything, that's probably what I'm looking at on Sunday. I mean, obviously, everybody's going to be looking at Cam Ward. But for overall team success this year, as much as anything else, I'm looking at how does this offensive line handle this front that they're about to see on Sunday in Denver. I think that's a big storyline heading into this one.
You won't like what you see from Cam Ward if they can't, if they can't do anything. But, yeah, and absolutely it's limited with the preseason. There's still some – at some point it does become as simple as, like, can you move your feet and block the guy in front of you, right? I mean, it's game plans on both sides. It's very different than the preseason. But some of it is, like, just here you go, block this guy. And I think they looked – they looked physical in the run game, and they looked competent protecting. And so if they can look that way against this defense right away, because it's just like college football in the NFL, we're going to see a lot of bad offensive line play this week in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you're going to see offensive line play improve as the season goes on. So if there was ever a time the Titans' offensive line might look bad and people might say, oh, my God, Bill Callahan, once we're going to have to do this again. I thought this guy was a genius. This would be the week, you know. If it's decent, like, certainly it's not going to be perfect.
No.
But if it's decent, if it's solid, I think that's pretty promising, actually.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, again, based on quality of opponent, as you mentioned, time of year and, you know, how quickly – or how long it takes in an NFL season for the offensive lines to really kind of sell in here. There's a lot on the line for that group on Sunday. So, I mean, that to me, as much as anything, like, you're looking at areas of the Titans where they've got a chance to really improve. And that quarterback play, obviously, is one everybody's going to look at, and it's the most important. But I think right behind that is going to be offensive line. Like, how much better is it going to be? And frankly, like, you know, I'm glad that they've had a good preseason. I'm glad that they apparently had a nice training camp together. It is nice that it looks like Lloyd Cushenberry is going to be back and going to be out there. So that's a big deal. We'll see what that looks like. But in a regular season NFL game, it's been a long time since you've looked at that offensive line around here and said, yep, feel pretty good about that. And it would be nice to get through the first one and us to show up on Monday morning to this show and say, you know what? I think they got a shot. Like, that offensive line's got a shot this year.
Yeah, like, not be talking about someone who's so bad, you know, and with the Titans, unfortunately, it's been multiple people and usually, like, multiple tackles. But, yeah, to just not be talking about someone who's such a sieve that everything else suffers for it. And, you know, concern with Latham being banged up. I mean, it looks like, it sounds like, you know, the first injury report is tomorrow, right? I think that's right.
That is correct.
Yeah. You know, that they're expecting to have their key guys. But, you know, the fact that he's had that. And then I still, with Dan Moore, I mean, it's – I was not enthused by the signing. I understood – you know, it's like you understand that, you know, like the options are limited. But he did, by some metrics, have a better year last year. And so far, it looks okay from him. I still – you know, when they play really good pass rushers – how are those tackles going to hold up?
It's a good question. And the other part of this, too, is can you run the ball at all against Denver, right? Like, forget the season and, you know, the discussion early in the year without Tajay Spears. In this game, like, can you run against what I believe was the number two rush defense in the league last year? Can you relieve any sort of pressure from your quarterback in the running game? On the road, hostile environment. Look, that place, and Callahan talked about this yesterday, it's going to be rocking on Sunday. The expectation there is sky high. They're really excited about this group under Sean Payton. You got Bo Nix in year two. There's a lot of people picking them to, if not win the division, certainly make the playoffs and have a chance to be a dark horse Super Bowl contender in the AFC. So there's a lot of excitement that Denver's got that you're going to have to deal with. Crowd's going to be nuts. So we'll see what that looks like. But can you run the ball at all against this defense, which was a really hard thing to do last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a big coaching game, and they all are. But this, to me, is the coaches. Yes, you don't overload the players or sit there obsessing for weeks over the Broncos from a player perspective. But first game, this is absolutely, you have extra time. This is a game plan game, not only to attack them and keep them off balance, but to do it with stuff your rookie quarterback can handle and is comfortable doing. I mean, it's a huge, you know, if they look like they are, you know, if they're obviously moving the ball, getting some points on the board, and it looks like they got Denver a little bit out of sorts, that speaks well. That's when you hire a coach like Brian Callahan, it's for stuff like that.
Yes. Right?
That's supposed to be like that.
So who's making the playoffs in the AFC? We've got our AFC playoff predictions for you coming up next. We'll take your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Tune in for the NFL Game of the Week on 1025 The Game as the Dallas Cowboys take on the Philadelphia Eagles this Thursday night at 720. NFL Game of the Week presented by Circa Sportsbook Kentucky and Macero in 12 South. Macero has big screens, bold flavors, and all the football action you crave. You can join the Familia at 12 South for every Dallas Cowboys game this year. So make sure you are tuned in for that coming up on Thursday. It is game week in the NFL. Season begins Thursday night. Titans are out there on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. And, Joe, it's time to once again show off how smart we are with our NFL predictions. As you mentioned last year, I picked the Bills to miss the playoffs. They ended up in the AFC title game. Picked the Bengals to win the Super Bowl. They didn't make the playoffs. So we'll see how it goes this year on the prediction front. Joe, let's start in the AFC. Your number one team in the AFC this year. Who's it going to be?
So my number one team in the AFC this year, the number one seed.
Correct, yes.
Not necessarily correct. The Super Bowl
correct.
Team.
That is correct.
Yeah, the number one seed will be the Bills. That is my choice for number one seed.
That is mine as well. It's a good thing they called the NFL and rigged that schedule, like Bill Simmons was talking about. Hey, we need all these games at home. If you guys can figure out a way to do that, that'd be great.
Has he apologized yet for saying, like, incredibly stupid stuff?
I haven't seen it. Like, I don't know. Like
basic elementary stuff you should know if you talk about sports.
I mean, in all seriousness, you do go look at their schedule and you're like, yeah, it's pretty manageable. Pretty manageable schedule that they've got it there. But it was It was predetermined.
Yeah. It did happen. Yeah, there's a formula, dude.
There is a formula to the schedule.
It's known to all.
I am with you. The Bills, the number one seed in the AFC. I got the Ravens at number two. Baltimore as the two seed. I think those two are going to be neck and neck all year in the AFC.
Yep, same with me. And Baltimore, really, just because they have a tougher schedule.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's really the only reason I have them as the two, and the Bills are the one. But, yeah, I feel like we are destined for a Bills-Ravens. And I remember last year, Lamar Jackson was about to shut a lot of people up, but Mark Andrews can't catch a pass right in his hands.
That was a tough one.
So,
yeah. That was a tough one.
Yep.
Here's where I start to diverge a little bit. I got Denver winning the division. I got Denver winning the AFC West. I think they're going to win. I think that they will host a playoff game. I think Bo Nix will be good in year two. And look, I just think Sean Payton's a really good coach. I think they've got a good roster. I think they've got a really good defense, which the Titans may find out firsthand on Sunday. And I got Denver as the number three seed in the AFC, Joe Rexroth.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, I'm seeing quite a few people out there who like the Broncos, but I'm going with the Chiefs, man. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I know it's going to be a few games before they get Rashee Rice back and all that stuff. Kelsey, you know, Kelsey engaged, better shape, much better shape, I think, now than he was going into last year. I just, you know, they're still the champs, and I still think they're going to have something to say about the AFC. I think some people think they're going to fall off. I don't buy it.
Who you have as number four? I'm going to assume the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I can't.
You're not picking the Colts to come up and win with Daniel Jones?
Yeah, like I can't in
probably not
in good faith, in good conscience, pick anybody but them to win this god-awful division.
And I'm not excited about them either. The record show. I'm like, yeah, you know, they might be all right in Houston. We'll see. But those are the top four. I got Houston as the number four seed as well. I got Kansas City at five. I think they'll be the top wild card team in the AFC.
And I go Broncos, so we just flip-flop that one.
But it will be interesting, you know, if it plays out that way, for Kansas City maybe to have to play some playoff games on the road. That would be interesting. We haven't seen a whole lot of that. So what would that look like? How do they handle that? All those things. So we'll see what happens on that front. Who you have at six in the AFC?
I'm going with the Bengals.
Okay.
I think the Bengals they got to do it. You know, it's incredible some of the heights they've reached, but also it's the two straight years not making the playoffs. I can't buy it. I don't think their defense is going to be dramatically better, but I think they're just going to find a way to win more games in shootouts because Joe Burrow's going to have another great year. And I think some of the close game, it's just like regression either way, right? You lose a lot of those close games. A lot of times that next year you win them and vice versa. I think they're going to win more this year.
Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers as the number six seed.
All right.
In the AFC. I'm interested to see how it goes with Rodgers this year. What I keep coming back to in this is Mike Tomlin has always found a way, regardless of who his quarterback is, whether it's Ben Roethlisberger, Duck Hodges, whoever it is out there playing quarterback, where they're always right there in the mix. So I've got a tough time seeing Pittsburgh not being right there in the mix. I think they'll push it over the table. They'll get in the playoffs. The story will probably be the same, and they'll be one and done when they get to the playoffs. But I think they'll be good enough to get in. I've got them as my number six seed.
So I basically agree with everything you said, and they're my seven seed.
Okay. I've got Cincinnati at seven.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I gave serious consideration to not putting Cincinnati in. I just think at some point how good your quarterback is has to matter and they get in. I still look at them defensively and I say, whew, they may not be very good. Like, this may be another situation where they've got to score 35 points to go win games out there. And it's great if you can do it, but it's not great to have to do it. And I still wonder if that's going to be the case with them this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't love it. And it is concerning. You got Trey signed, you know, for the year, so that's obviously a huge deal. But, yeah, I just think, you know, I think Burrow's going to probably pull out a few late that they didn't get done last year. So this means we both have the Chargers not in.
That is correct.
Which, by the way, again, let me just say, you know, if it doesn't get pretty good there pretty quickly, the Harbster, who is iced out of college football till 2038, does not just get to – coaching the NFL forever just because his brother has done what he's done at Baltimore. So that could be bad if they don't show something more this year. And then we also – that means we don't believe that the Vrabster is going to quite get it done.
I battled back and forth between them and Cincinnati as my seven. Like, I think the Patriots are going to be pretty close.
I think they'll be better.
The Chargers lost their left tackle, and then Mike Williams retired on him before the season started. So I'm not saying it's impossible to overcome that, but that's a pretty bad set of circumstances to begin the year of having your franchise left tackle who you just played a boatload of money to a few months ago out for the year, and then one of your receivers that you're relying on just up and retire before the season starts. So, it's a big year for Harbaugh. I think it's a huge year for Herbert. Like, it would be great for Herbert to elevate this group and get them in there and then do something when they're in there. I just don't have faith we're going to see it. Like, I struggled more with Cincinnati and New England than I did Cincinnati and the Chargers.
Interesting. Yeah, man, I mean, New England is going to be one of the most interesting teams, not just because, our friend of the show, good personal friend of ours, Mike Vrabel.
Avid listener.
Huge listener to the show. I promise you he's listening right now. Is coaching them. They are very, very interesting. What he can do in a hurry. They've added some Drake May. I mean, Drake May is a super interesting story this year. I'm optimistic about him, but I do think, and I think you said this before, there's maybe been a little bit of inflating
what he did.
Yeah, what he did and what he showed last year. But I think he has a chance to be good. Maybe very good. Love Travion Henderson. It's a great pickup. Yeah, I think they're like an 8-9, 9-8 kind of team this year.
I tell you, the team I have absolutely no idea about heading into the year is Miami. I have no clue. Number one, is Tua going to stay healthy, which is a huge question. And number two, if he is, how good are they? Like, Tyreek Hill had all the stuff at the end of the year last year where he basically said that he wanted out. And now he's been trying to go on damage control with that throughout training camp. And I guess something came out where he's not a captain for the first time down there. And I guess he's on the outs with some people in the organization.
Yeah,
they don't like him.
Guys clearly don't, and I don't blame him. He's not like a likable dude.
So I don't know. Is that a problem when actual football starts to get played? But the other part of that is at some point, does he start to diminish as a player? A little bit. I don't know that we're there yet, but he is 31, right? Like, you're talking about a wide receiver that has been not solely reliant, but largely reliant on speed throughout his career. So does he lose a step at some point? I have no idea what to think of the Miami Dolphins this year. None.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they would be probably the most what the heck. I mean, I think the Patriots are really interesting too, a lot of unknown, but yeah, I'm with you. Miami could be – there's a pretty big range of what they could be. And yeah, I think the Raiders are intriguing. I mean, the Raiders with Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
I mean, with Geno. I mean, that's a team too that I have to look at and say they could get in there. But again, one problem is that division is. I mean, the Chargers may not make the playoffs. That's two tough games.
Correct.
On top of Broncos and Chiefs. Those six games you play in that division is brutal.
Well, that's again why I go back to Buffalo and I'm like, I don't know what Miami's going to be, but I think Buffalo will handle them. The Patriots, I think, will be greatly improved, but you're still talking about a second-year quarterback. And still some – if you go look at that Patriots team, there are still some position groups that you look at and you're like, yeah, there's some work to do on that front there.
And there was some concerning Will Campbell stuff in the preseason. So we'll see. Yeah, the Jets. Yeah. How about those Jets?
As led by Justin Fields. So we'll see what that looks like. Like, it should be – it should be a pretty cakewalk division for the Bills this year. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'd be stunned if it wasn't. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We've thrown the AFC teams out there. Who's making the playoffs in the NFC? Our Super Bowl matchups. We'll get into all that coming up. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad at 745. All that ahead. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025 the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025 the game. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up here in about 15 minutes here on the program. We have rolled through our AFC playoff predictions for this year. It is now time for the NFC. We will get to our Super Bowl pick here in just a minute. Joe Rexroad, kick us off with your number one seed in the NFC as you look at how things will shake out this year.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the obvious. I'm going to go with the reigning world champion Philadelphia Eagles, my number one seed.
Did you know apparently that there has not been an NFC East team to win the division back-to-back years in like 20 years or something like that? It's crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy.
I think it's probably going to change this year.
I think so. But maybe not. Maybe there's a team a little bit south of there that
could be.
And also that team might go the other way.
Yeah, we'll see. I've also got the Eagles at number one. I just think, as we discussed last week, when you look at their roster and you're like, yeah, I don't really know where the weakness is, it's hard to not pick that as the number one seed. We just saw them do it. I think they've got a lot of depth. I think their starters are really good. A lot to like if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan out there. So I'll pick them at number one. I'm going full homer. I'm going Packers, too. I got Packers at number two. I think the Parsons trade's a big deal. I think they were a good team without him. I think they could potentially be a great team with him. So we'll see what that looks like. But I got
Jordan Love.
That's right. We got Green Bay at number two on the list, Joe Rexroy.
Right there with you. Right there with you. Don't love – you know, I don't love that there's a little back thing. I just don't like hearing about back stuff at all. I mean, he's going to play, right? He's going to get a shot or something.
You might need an epidural for week one.
Man, epidural.
He does have a back sprain.
A joint sprain in the back.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, I mean.
Sciatica.
Thank you. Huge, huge ad. Game changer. To me, they've gone from, I had them squarely in the playoffs and having a shot, because the NFC to me is just, it's just, it really is. You go through it, it's like there's so many different teams that could be in or not in the playoffs. They were going to be in, but now I think they're a true contender.
I've got the Rams as my three seed. I'm nervous about that because Stafford's got the back. He's playing week one. We'll see what he looks like. They feel good about it. So, I mean, if he's healthy, I look at their roster and I say, well, they got Devontae Adams in on offense, Sean McVay at the helm. Defensively, I think they've got a chance to be really good. Like, it's a pretty good roster in L.A. I'm nervous about Stafford, but for the sake of this discussion, I'm assuming he's healthy, and I think that they will win that division. They're my three seed.
Yeah, my three is the Bucs, and it's really just because I think, you know, again, that division is those six games you get in that division, it's a pretty nice deal for you. So, yeah. But I also have the Rams winning the division, and I have them as the four. And I'm with you. I mean, I think it's great that Stafford's playing this week. That's promising. If they can keep in one piece, they could be really good.
I got the Bucs at four. Moving to the wild card, who's your five seed?
I'm going Commanders. You know, I do think this is an opportunity for them to take a bit of a step back. I mean, I can't sit here and expect them to be in the NFC title game, right? I mean, it's just they went in and they played a USFL level defense in Detroit and trampled them. They kind of, you know, that worked out in their favor. Yes, it's different, and we saw a little bit with Stroud and the Texans last year when you burst on the scene like that. And sometimes things, you know, it's just different. Like, the opponents are going to look at you differently. They, you know, no one's taking you for granted anymore. But I still think they're good enough, and he's good enough, that they're going to hang in there and be a playoff team.
I got San Francisco as my five. You know, bad year last year. Obviously, they got hurt a lot. I still don't love the age of some of their really core players, right? I mean, how much does Christian McCaffrey have left in the tank? I don't know. He's been hurt a lot throughout the course of his career. I look at their wide receiver core. Obviously, they don't have Deebo Samuel anymore. They got Ayuk still dealing with the injury. So when is he full go and ready to go? They brought in Brian Robinson Jr. They brought in Sky Moore. Obviously, they weren't happy with their depth, so they made a couple moves here in the preseason. Brock Purdy, year one of the big deal that he signed. So I still look at him and I say, man, you're still relying on an old Trent Williams to be really, really good. You look on the defensive side of the ball, there are some questions in their secondary. Fred Warner is still an awesome player in the middle. You still have Bosa out there. I think they'll be good enough to be back in the playoffs this year. You know, a couple years ago we were looking at their roster, talking about it maybe being the best in football. I don't feel that way anymore, but between their coaching and the players that they still have, I think they'll rebound and get back in this year as the number five seed.
Yeah, they are very much a forgotten team.
Yeah.
Including in my picks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, really, like, you look at everything and, like, they should be a playoff team.
Yeah, they should be. Absolutely. Well, and again, like, if they're not this year, then you look at it and you say, all right.
Well, you've blown it up.
You've got Purdy that you just signed this big deal, but you got to fix a lot of everything else if it's not this year. My sixth seed is the Lions. I've got Detroit in the playoffs. A lot of people are talking about the loss of the coordinators, and I get it. I think that will affect them. I still look at their roster, and I just think there's too much there. Like, they've got too much talent to just totally fall off the table. So I have Detroit as my sixth seed back in the playoffs.
My sixth seed is the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
And a little bit of a surprise team, and maybe I'm a
Sammy
little,
D.
Maybe I'm a little bit caught up in just watching them in the preseason, but it was watching the starters. I just really like their offense. I love the two backs they have with Charbonnet now, and you know, Kenneth Walker, he's got to stay healthy. But I mean, I like what they've got, and yeah, I think Sam Darnold's good. I think that Sam Darnold is going to fit perfectly in that offense. And I don't think that he's great, top 10 quarterback or anything, but he's good. He's a good starting quarterback in the NFL. And so I've got the Seahawks as the six. And then to your point, so I'm loving the NFC West. I got the Niners as the last team in.
Okay. There you go. So the Niners, the last team in there. I've got Washington as my last team. I do think they're taking a step back. I think the Commanders – look – step back meaning what? I mean, they were a 7 seed last year, right? And they got to the NFC title game. So I think they're going to be right around the middle of the pack, kind of 7 seed spot again in the NFC. Like, they've made – obviously, they brought in Debo Samuel. They've made some additions in the offseason. But it's – number one, I think it's a better NFC this year. We'll see what J.J. McCarthy brings to the table, because I think that's the wild card team in all this. So, like, if J.J. McCarthy is really good – well, the Vikings have a loaded roster, and they could be – I mean, look, they could be number one seed.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, so I have my doubts that said that J.J. McCarthy is going to come in and be great immediately, which is why I don't have them in. So we'll see what happens there. But those are the two I went back and forth on of Washington and Minnesota as my seven.
So for people who may have noticed that I don't have the Detroit Lions in the playoffs.
Yeah, we noticed.
I'm just going to read – little schedule here. Let's see. At Green Bay, at Baltimore, at Cincinnati, at Kansas City, at Washington, at Philadelphia, at the Rams. Like, they may not win a road game, dude.
They should have called the NFL.
Yeah.
Ask them to switch it up.
Oh, then they finish out with at Minnesota and at Chicago. But like, it's an insane schedule. And, again, it's a first-place schedule. But, yep. I mean – They're going to go like 9-8. And so I have them just losing out to the Niners for that 7 seed. They're talented, but, again, go through that schedule. I mean, you tell
it's
me.
Tough.
It's brutal. It is absolutely brutal. Plus, you know, Tampa Bay coming to their place. You know, and obviously like Green Bay now, I mean, those games look different. Pitts coming in. I mean, it is crazy. So it's not just, you know, haterade with the Lions. I think that there's actually a reason that they won't make the playoffs this year.
So who is your Super Bowl – matchup and your Super Bowl winner this year?
And I've changed, but I'm going with your guys. I'm going Baltimore. Wow. Ravens, Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl.
Wow. How about that?
Ravens Packers.
You got the Packers winning? That?
I do not. Okay. I have the Ravens winning.
Disappointing.
This is the Ravens year. I, you know, as a general fan of this league, I would like to see the Ravens or the Bills win one, you know, and it really largely just because I think both of those quarterbacks are good enough to do it, and they're probably as fun to watch as anybody, you know, any players in the league. So it's kind of a rooting interest, but I really think the Ravens are prime for that. And man, Micah Parsons is a game changer, man, and I think ultimately, you know, a lot of this is Jordan Love, of course.
Yep.
And I can't sit here and say I'm convinced 100% that he's going to put it all together. But Matthew Golden is going to be a very good rookie, and I just really like their team now.
I got Bills and Rams in the Super Bowl. Ooh. I'm going Bills and Rams. Again, the Stafford part of this makes me really nervous because if he gets hurt or is not healthy the whole time, then I just think there's a limitation of what they can do at the quarterback spot. But the rest of their roster, I think, is really good. They were right there with Philadelphia on the road last year in the playoffs, came down to the last drive. Like, I think they've got a chance to be really, really good this year. I got Buffalo winning. I think this is Buffalo's year. I think Buffalo wins the Super Bowl. They take down the Rams, and Josh Allen finally gets his ring, and that Super Bowl parade be pretty interesting. And Buffalo would be my guess.
God.
Fold tables everywhere.
Yeah, and how cold will that thing be?
Yeah, really cold. Jeez. People be liquored up out there. Stuff be getting lit on fire.
I mean, as crazy as that fan base is, as people here in Nashville, we've seen it firsthand multiple times. What would a damn Super Bowl parade be for Bills Mafia?
It's like, wow, there's a blizzard out here, and these people are swimming through it. What's going on?
My God. Actually, I mean, I'm kind of afraid of them winning it all now that I think about it. But so we've got those two teams. We've got each of them. You know, the
there's
Bills,
a lot of
Ravens.
Chiefs doubt creeping in to this program right here.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and obviously with the Ravens, if they were to do it and get Derrick Henry a ring, you know, I don't think he's going to be knocking on the door of 2,000 this year. I don't think, but I bet you he has like 1,400, 1,500.
Yeah, I would agree.
And for him to get a ring. I mean, if you're a Titans fan, I know that there would be, obviously there'd be some, sadness about that, but you got to feel good for him if that's
I think
the
you would
right?
feel good about him. I think you'd still be just sickened that Baltimore wins another Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. It's still hating the Ravens is eternal. So, yeah.
We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. Take your thoughts at 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025 The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
What's that going on, Snapface? Get that on there. Yeah, good.
Congenital heart disease, more like congenital heart disease.
We had a lot of teams calling us about Michael.
And I do think this offensive line is built to pound.
You can ask me anything you want to ask me, Joe, but
I challenge people to text us funnier diseases.
I might lose my mind today. Would like a world of change. It is that time of the day, the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning here on the program.
Yikes. What was the rest of the variable thing there? You can murder everyone, Joe.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't remember that one. What the hell was that one?
I don't know, but apparently you left quite an impression on him at his press conferences.
Yeah, I know you're listening, Vrabel. Get your ass to work, okay? Stop worrying about us, all right? I'm going to talk a little about fantasy football today. So we have our draft this week.
We do.
Robbie Rexroad draft Wednesday at
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. Excited. Apparently we got some teams. What? Someone's named my gout doctor and,
pocket mints.
So the team names are ripping me, which is great. Excited about that. Should be great. I'll FaceTime the college boy in from Michigan State, and, we can talk trash to him too. I'm in another league with the Athletic. Great. Two leagues. Sounds good. It's all you want. I don't know how anybody does more than that. But apparently I am in a third league, which apparently had a draft. But who the hell would know? Because I never got any notification. No one ever told me what time or when. I never heard anything about it. But apparently the Titans Media League, run by Paul Kaharsky, a.k.a.
Are you searching for a word you could say on radio?
Yeah,
right now?
What's the guy? The guy who walks around and never is completely oblivious. The cartoon character. I've called him
Mr. Magoo.
Before. Thank you.
Yeah.
AKA Mr. Magoo, running the freaking league. Hey, good job. Great job. So let's see.
Not lost on me that he could not remember the name of Mr. Magoo there.
I know. There's some irony there. Okay. So here's my team that was autoed after that. I got Justin Herbert, Devin Achane, and Chuba Hubbard. I got A.J. Brown. Jameson Williams is my starting receiver. I got, Kenneth Walker, who's hurt a lot. I mean, I got, Quinshon Judkins and Holiday Brown. I have two kickers on my roster. It's terrible.
So Kuharski's the commissioner here. and did not let you know when the draft was.
Ramondre Stevenson. So, again, you all heard me publicly saying, I don't want to be in the league. And go,
no, you have to be in the league.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I want to apologize right now to every single person in the Titans media league because I am a corpse, okay? When you want me to do something with my team, this is Weekend at Bernie's 3, okay? I'm a corpse. I'm not doing anything. This is me doing the team. Oh, you have to hold me up. I'm Weekend at Bernie's 3. I will not touch my team all year. I will not do anything with my lineup. So good for you. You get to beat me, but then when you need me to do something against somebody in the league at some point, I don't care. I'm never touching my team. I'm not doing anything. I didn't want to be in the league. I'm out. So thank you, Paul Kaharsky, for screwing up your league by not letting me get out and letting somebody come in and take my spot. Good God.
A lot of anger just came out there. A lot of anger.
I don't want to be in the league. I shouldn't be in the league. It's Titan Media League.
Long fuse.
I'll yell at him all over again when he comes in here this week, too. But just, I want to apologize.
Which will be tomorrow, by the way. So get ready for that.
That's right. I keep forgetting it's Tuesday.
Yep.
So, again, I want to apologize. Let's see. You know, Andrew, so sorry, buddy. We got TD. I mean, I enjoyed being in this league. And I enjoyed winning it 1 year, too, by the way. But, Glennon. And all these guys, Jimmy, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Kaharsky made me be in the league, but I'm going to screw up the league now, and I don't care.
We need to – I mean, I'm more concerned with Kaharsky's managerial skills here. Like, if you're going to be the commissioner, probably your most important job as commissioner is to make sure that your people know when things are happening, right?
And you like didn't get a text in real time? Like, yeah. Hey – The draft is starting. No. Joe, where are you?
Like a few weeks ago, I think he said the draft will be Sunday. So first of all, great time to do the draft. Sunday of Labor Day weekend. That's brilliant scheduling by Commissioner Kaharsky. Brilliant. But yeah, then there's never anything else. I mean, I didn't think about it at all. And then I'm sitting here. I'm like, wait a minute. That draft must have happened, huh? And I looked. I just looked just now. Like what an absolute buns team. How could an auto draft be that bad, too? Yeah. How could auto drafting be that bad? I thought some people actually like end up with good teams when they get auto drafted. Am I wrong about that?
I mean, the two kickers is pretty
solid. I
think
you do sometimes, but you have to be in like one of those home leagues where a lot of people take quarterbacks in the first round, and then your auto draft team will be all right.
So if you're in a league with a bunch of idiots, then your auto drafting might be okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a lot of people in this league who aren't idiots, and they probably drafted good teams, and they're looking forward to a competitive year. Unfortunately, they have a corpse team that it does not exist that is going to be just taking up a spot in the schedule each week. Sorry.
It's amazing to me that no text was sent while the draft's going on. To your point, Ian, like. It's one thing to forget the email before, which is bad enough. But no text, hey, Joe, where are you? We're drafting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
Nobody?
Yeah.
Nobody sent a text?
You know everybody in the league. They all have your number, right?
Nobody knew that Joe was on auto draft?
Every single person in that league, I would say, has my number.
Maybe they did. They knew strategically, this is good. We can just get an easy win against Rex Road every week.
Yeah, well, that's fine. So you will.
Well, that's
and
great.
I won't look. I won't look at the score. I don't care. But at some point, you're going to be pissed that some team in the league has half of its lineup is hurt and out for the year, and they're still starting them, and they're going to beat someone that you would like to lose. So, but,
like,
sucks.
Yeah, I understand it. Like, at some point, I guess you just get put on auto-draft, and it just makes the pick as soon as you come on the clock. But, like, the first few picks, right, it just sat there, and all the time was clicking off. Like, that drives me nuts when people do that anyway. It's like, hey, man, make a pick.
Yeah, that's a
good
point.
So nobody texted you? It was like, Rex Road? You're on the clock. What are you doing?
Right.
I'm very disappointed in Paul Kaharsky.
Pathetic. I mean, how the heck is he in charge of this league? I mean, if I'm in this league, all you other people, I'd be really upset at him right now. But whatever, man.
I can't wait to see you confront him tomorrow on this. It's going to be good. I wonder what his rebuttal will be. Maybe he did send you an email and it went to your spam folder.
I mean, again, just text me. The texter says, this is a stupid rant. Well, true. And that said, I bet you could get a listener on your team. Is Stillman in the league? He's not. I'll let him, I guess, if he wants to. I'll text him today.
Do you sell want my your team? Fantasy team?
What's that?
You can sell a spot in Robbie and Rex Road or the Titans Media League.
Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should put it up for auction. Sell the spot. Let me know, people. Let me know what you're willing to pay.
You'll never know when the draft is. But other than that, you're in good shape.
The problem is selling this spot now. It's like, who the hell would want this team? This team's terrible.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. A lot of your thoughts to get to on the text line. On the Titans front, we will get back into college football later in the show as well. That coming up, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.